You are listening to a special edition Place to Be Nation Pop Pod Blast. Nick Duke goes to the Star Wars Marathon.
Episode 6, Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope. I'm whispering because my wife's asleep.
Place to Be Nation Pop, it's Nick Duke once again. It's 3:58 in the morning on Thursday, December 19th. As of 3 minutes ago, I am now officially been awake for 24 hours consecutively. Just wrapped up our screening of Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope. And to be honest with you, I'm feeling pretty awful. Talked about the physical issues, the digestive issues that were resulting after Revenge of the Sith, but now I think the delirium starts to set in. There was about a midway point there in A New Hope where, it's the sequence, they're on the Death Star, and Ben Kenobi is kind of, or Obi-Wan is kind of sneaking around, you know, trying to turn off the tractor beam, and Vader is tracking him or whatever, where just everything became endlessly funny to me. Like, people wrinkling their popcorn bags became funny to me. You know, kids sneezing became funny to me. The guy next to me snoring became, well, uproariously funny to me, where I'm just sitting there quaking in my seat trying not to laugh out loud and make everybody realize that I've just cracked up and lost it entirely. So yeah, that's that's where we are. And then near the end of the movie, there's a guy sitting in front of me and about 5 seats down, whose friends, I guess, have bailed on him for a little while, because one cool thing the theater has done is set up a whole other theater we can go into and actually sleep or take naps. They've set up a quiet room. I've actually ducked into another theater that, nope, we're not technically supposed to be in to record this, but that's neither here nor there. Anyway, this guy, he's a large man. His friends have abandoned him, so he just, like, in the middle of the movie, pushes all the armrests out of the way and, like, lays down, and you can see, like, 5 seats just bulge backwards all at once under the girth of his horizontal position. So, yeah, I'm in a weird headspace, I'm not going to lie. I'm starting to crack up a little bit, but Empire Strikes Back is almost upon us. That is, of course, I think the one that most people are most excited to see, but it is at 4:15 in the morning when it starts, so I don't know, man. I don't know how I'm going to be doing during or let alone after that. But as far as A New Hope goes, man, it's a movie that we can't no point in really giving any thoughts on the movie itself because everybody knows it's a classic, it's beloved. It was just cool to see it up there on the big screen, and it's amazing how well it holds up despite the archaic graphics at times. I mean, the Death Star Trench was filmed with ping pong tables and airplane model airplane parts. And yet, you put throw it up on there on that screen in high definition here in 2019, it still looks phenomenal. Alec Guinness, the crowd, that's another thing, the crowd is still kind of into it. The people who are in there are still awake and they're into it. They're cheering for every big moment, for every, the pop-up of every big character. You know, Luke, Leia, Alec Guinness is the older Obi-Wan Kenobi, of course, Vader. All kinds of cool moments. 3PO is playing really well. People are still laughing at pretty much all the 3PO moments that still play all these years later. So, an outstanding film. But honestly, my least favorite of the original trilogy. I know that's a little bit controversial for some. So I'm actually a little bit more excited for the films to follow. Empire is up next, and of course, Return of the Jedi at 7 a.m. So, so far, so good. I do think I'm starting to fade and to crack a little bit, but I'm going to try and hang in there as best I can, and I will check back with you here in a little bit. May the Force be with you.